If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men pick up their cross and pay the cost. I think I need to say that one again. Real men pick up their cross and pay the cost. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Now, the key word in this entire scripture for me is the word if. Jesus says if, implying that we have a choice when it comes to denying ourselves, picking up our cross, and following him. He's not going to force us to do it. Now, the truth of the matter is, a few of us as Christian men will say yes to Jesus as our Savior, but even fewer of us will follow him to the end as our Lord. This week on the Real Men Check-In, I want to find out, will you choose to follow Jesus regardless of the cost? Now, I didn't really truly understand Matthew 16, 24 until I went through a divorce. That was when, during my battle over alimony, child support, asset allocation, liability settlements, and custody issues, that God spoke a word to me that forever changed my life, and I've never forgotten it. The Holy Spirit said, "Joe, you can only make requests, but you have no rights, because you live by faith and not by sight. And if your requests are denied, then you must continue to seek my face. And anything you receive is by my grace." Wow. Now, I know that my divorce had nothing to do with Matthew 16, 24, but it caused me to see that scripture in a totally different light. Now, let's look closer at what Jesus said. See, there are only three parts here we have to examine. One, Jesus said, deny yourself. Deny yourself. See, the problem is we are innately selfish. We have selfish ambitions. We have selfish behaviors, attitudes, and desires. We have a desire to rise above people. We want what we want when we want it. We care only for our own interests, and we put our needs first above anyone else's. See, denying ourselves means it's not about what we want, desire, or expect in our marriage, in our home, on our job, in our business or ministry, or even from anyone else. It's not about us. It's not about me. It's not about feeding our flesh. It's about obeying the Spirit. Now, during my divorce, God revealed my selfishness. See, it was my choices, my behavior, my attitude, and my desires that ended my marriage, not God. Someone once said, "Everyone should get married so they can find out how selfish they really are." Ain't that the truth? If you really want to expose your selfishness without getting married, just look at what you constantly choose to feed yourself and engage in without putting up much of a fight. Like reading books, magazines, and articles and online material that stimulate selfish thoughts. Daydreaming about having more, including more money, control, and power. Watching movies and television that feed our selfish impulses. Listening to music that make being selfish seem almost normal. Engaging in social media to a point that you covet and envy what others have. Hanging out with people who drag you down and feed your selfish nature. Talking about people, things, or even yourself in ways that boost you up but put others down. Criticizing, cursing, lying, stealing, and demanding your rights. See, this was me. basically designing ourselves, just training ourselves to say no to selfishness. Now, the second thing Jesus said was, take up your cross. Take up your cross. See, taking up our cross is when our commitment to obey the Father becomes greater than our desire for comfort and approval. It's obeying what God tells you to do no matter what it costs you, and no matter how much you don't want to do it. Trust me, this isn't easy, but it's exactly what Jesus did. Whereas denying ourselves is training ourselves to say no to selfishness, taking up our cross is training ourselves to say yes. Yes to valuing what God says is important and blowing off the things that don't matter. Yes to being loyal to the Father at all costs because He's worthy of our love. Yes to obeying Him wherever, whenever, and however He leads us. Yes to honoring Him because we seek an eternal reward, not a temporary one. But taking up your cross isn't just about big decisions like Jesus had to make. It's also about saying yes or no to God in the hundreds of little decisions we face every day. Like, will I choose to get up earlier so I can pray in the morning and read my Bible? Will I choose to go to bed earlier so I can have more energy in the morning to spend more time with God? Will I refrain from speaking negatively about a person who wronged me? Will I choose to listen to a person I find boring because he really needs to talk to someone? Will I refuse to defend myself when I know I'm right? Will I choose to overlook an unkind remark or even an offense from an enemy? Although these things may seem hard, Jesus did this daily. See, taking up your cross means choosing commitment to Christ over convenience and comfort. Choosing obedience to God over acceptance and approval. Choosing sacrifice over security. Humility over pride. Relationships over rights. Even serving over selfishness. And the third part of Jesus' invitation was, follow me. Follow me. Now, as you make those daily decisions to say no to selfishness and yes to God, you will supernaturally, through the strength of the Holy Spirit, choose to walk with God. See, all of a sudden, you will start hearing His voice a little clearer. You will start to sense His presence more. When you choose to obey Him, you will start seeing His hand at work in your life. That's when you start living the abundant life, not based on power, possessions, and prestige, or dictated by the pain of your circumstances, but based on the peace that surpasses all understanding. And you will build up eternal rewards in heaven because you chose to honor God. Now, I don't know about you, but I want that kind of life. But in order to receive this, we have to die to selfishness. We have to deny our flesh. We have to starve it. Now, the enemy of our soul, Satan, is not going to deal with us gently on this, which means we can't be gentle dealing with him when it comes to our flesh. We must choose to honor Christ all day, every day. And the only way we can accomplish that is through the help and strength of the Holy Spirit. And we know this because the Bible tells us in Philippians 4:13, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So let's start today by asking ourselves a hard but honest question. And let's answer it in spirit and in truth. And here's that question. What selfish things or desires do you have or pursue that you need to deny yourself and start saying no to? And what things do you need to start picking up your cross and starting to say yes to? Because remember, real men aren't afraid to pick up their cross and pay the cost. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week, and I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. And may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man, God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.